The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, you're at the helm, so you better do a good job.
Or what?
I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
WTBR 89.7 FM every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. Hey to all of our fans. We have a special. That was mine. Now I can't hear a thing. We have a special. No, I'm talking to Billy. So we have.
We have two scary guys sitting over here. Yep. They look menacing. I don't know what we're going to do.
They look like hunters.
Don't they?
Hunters.
Oh, are they sure yeah. There's no rifle behind yeah. them or anything?
So we got Billy and we got Chuck. Now, you know everybody has said this to you. What's up, Chuck? Everybody in the whole world.
Oh,
everybody.
I'm so sorry.
And have they ever said to you, Billy, you're silly? I mean, really. that's just, you got to just get people like that out of your lives.
I told them they could introduce themselves.
You can. Would you like to introduce yourself, Billy?
Oh, hi, I'm Billy.
That's
and
so good.
Over here, okay, so yeah, so I'm Billy.
And I am Chuck.
Isn't that
and
Chuck?
Actually, we're actually from Chuck yes. and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yep.
So let's talk about
program.
That. Yeah, what
yeah.
is Billy's?
When is that on?
That's on every single Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m.
Are you guys live?
Yes, we
always.
Are.
Do you have a call-in?
We haven't done call-ins yet.
Yeah.
But we definitely, we will go online and we'll be live online. People can come and talk to us live online and we'll respond.
So how do they do that?
And Facebook, you just look for Chuck.
Yep. Look for this.
Yeah,
look for Chuck.
Look for Chuck Fuller on Facebook and he has it on live.
Chuck Fuller. F-U-L-L-R-A.
Full of what?
F-U-L-L-E-R.
I have a new last name.
Yes. So that's really cool. So they can chat with you and then you can respond to them as you're
absolutely
seeing yep. what they're saying.
And they're going to make us all insane this hour.
We are going to be insane. Mm-hmm. We are
it's
insane.
It's an adventure.
Yes.
We will try.
Being live is so cool.
Well, it's not better than the real being
we've
dead.
We've done live just a few times. We've done live, yes?
Yeah, we have.
Just a few times.
And yeah.
we tried a call-in show.
Hey, now, come on. I wasn't used to the equipment then.
No, I don't know that it was you.
Yeah, it was.
No, I think it was Bob Heck.
No, I wasn't. Hey, Bob. I have a what do you call it?
Disclaimer.
Yes, I do.
All right.
No. Hold on just
five,
a minute.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, will you stop that?
The views and opinions of this program are those of its hosts, guests, or sponsors, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, sponsors, or producers.
I have a girl for him.
Manageable.
I have a girl for him.
I have a father for him.
Yeah, where is our guy, Gary?
Yeah, where is Gary?
Where did Gary go?
Yeah. Who was that?
That was me.
That was you?
That was me.
I keep thinking it's Greg.
She had bronchitis that week.
She had bronchitis. She had a sinus infection. She had pneumonia. She had a swollen tongue.
The vid.
I lost all the other recordings that I made.
Oh.
All the other voices and everything.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It updated and they all disappeared. And
technology.
That's the only one I've got.
Well, you have to start over.
I know.
You guys ever do that?
Lose our stuff?
With your stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Start over.
Stuff.
I know.
Oh, stuff.
Had to throw that in there.
I know.
No so, pun intended.
Oh, so. Pun intend. Intend.
Okay. Intend right. The pun.
Yeah, intend the pun.
So we're with Billy and Chuck, who have a live show every Wednesday at 4 p.m. called...
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Very nice. That was good harmony.
We're good.
So do you have our true or false, I hope?
I do, but don't you have a
quote? I do. I circled it.
Go ahead.
Because I use paper.
Okay.
These guys came in with nada.
No, it's your show. You do whatever you want.
It's your show. We're just
going
to chime right in.
They are going right off the cuff.
We do.
They're going to make us look bad, you know.
Intimidating.
Never.
So funny.
So
never.
This is a quote by a guy named Bruce Barton, who I've never heard of in my entire life. But what he said was, for good or ill, your conversation is your advertisement. Every time you open your mouth, you let men look into your mind.
Just men?
Well, men and women. This was written back in the day, as you know, because it says for good or ill. But it's true every time you open your mouth.
Well, wasn't it just dentists that were men back then, though?
That's
so
true.
I guess looking into your mouth,
yeah,
right?
Probably, yeah. What, yeah. Oh, let me see. No, I can't read that.
And they say that your eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
It's your mouth. Yeah, it's your mouth.
I mean, that's where the sound comes from.
Yeah. You know what? You can meet the most attractive person in the universe, and then if they start to speak... It can change the whole perception of what's attractive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like tall, and dark, and handsome, and not with a high, squeaky voice.
Okay, so there you
go. Hey, guys.
Yeah. I was talking, too, about, you know, just maturity, intelligence. You know, you could see this, like
I have those.
Like Dwayne Johnson. You know, what if Dwayne Johnson comes out and goes,
oh, please.
Hello.
he would not be handsome and sexy anymore.
We could talk about Dwayne
You'd
Johnson.
You'd have a different perspective.
I mean, we can't.
Of course. No,
yes, we do.
No.
We don't want to talk about Dwayne Johnson.
So shall we ask them their
well, I mean,
their
he's
like perfect
he's a wrestler.
Woman of choice? Perfect woman of choice.
My wife.
Oh, that is perfect.
His wife. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. I don't discriminate. How about that?
Your
that was good. That was good.
Right. Mother.
See, they can think on their their tushed. I mean, they're both going.
Yeah. Mark, I'm sorry that I picked Dwayne Johnson. Mark's my husband. But he knows how I feel about Dwayne Johnson. I just think he's...
Well, my husband never listens to the show, so I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. There you go.
He's listening today.
Yeah.
He better not be. He's driving.
Don't touch that dial.
Have it preset on every single preset.
Okay.
Okay.
I have three, and they're not true or false today. No, I'm going to ask you questions, and you don't have to answer them. You can think about them for a while, because they might be kind of hard.
Okay.
Doing nothing is very hard to do. You never know when you're finished. Who said that? Don't tell me. Just think about it.
What?
These are from movies.
Oh, okay.
Doing nothing is very hard to do. You never know when you're finished. Somebody said that. Somebody else said... I remember it like it was yesterday. Of course, I don't really remember yesterday all that well. That's number two. Number three, there is no such thing as fun for the whole family.
I think I know that one, but I'm probably wrong, so it doesn't matter.
You'll know by the end of the show.
Can we just rate the movie?
No, I want you to tell me the character. Or the person.
I need multiple choice.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not very bright.
A, B, C, or D. I'm horrible at trivia.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Okay.
This is hard. This
you
is challenging.
You think that's hard?
Well, I guessed it, too.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. You're going to repeat those for us at the top of the second half of our show. Yes, siree, there is a second half. There's more of this in the next half hour. So...
Do you know we never really grow up? We only learn how to act in public.
That's not true.
Which
Some
part?
Of us.
Which part?
Some, all of it.
I just said the other day, I feel like in my head I haven't grown up.
I'm 16.
So, yeah, it's
just
weird.
Take the 7 away from it.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then sometimes my head tells my body I can do stuff. Like I went horseback riding in North Carolina. And
oh, that's a trap.
I was fine. It was 2 days later. I'm dying. I got pain in places I didn't even know you could have pain in. And I thought, what the heck?
My that's ears my hurt body. For no reason.
My pinky toe really burns.
So what you got?
Oh, I have got things from BuzzFeed. It says, you should throw away the cotton in your medicine bottles. You know how you get that little piece of cotton in there? Do you save it?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Do you leave it in?
Yes, I save it.
I sometimes use it to put oil belay on.
Oh, and that's why you look so
oil
good.
Oil belay is good, right? Stuff. Yeah.
It's oil belay.
You mix it with your foundation, it looks even
better. Oh, yeah.
Or like really Pepto.
You'll have to try
whatever.
That, Chuck. I'll let you know how it works out.
All right, cool.
So
I know you don't have any mirrors.
It says here that it keeps the bottles safe while they're shipping. It's meant to be removed, and it says here it can collect moisture because of its absorbent nature, which makes your pills deteriorate faster.
Okay, then I have a question for you. I have a new medication. Don't go there.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Inside the bottle is a desiccant.
A what?
A desiccant package.
Desiccant?
Like a silicone?
Yeah.
Like the things that keep it safe.
Yeah.
Like make it fresh.
I don't know.
Says do not eat.
Yeah, that thing.
I don't know whether to throw it away or leave it in the bottle.
Throw it away. It's the same thing as a cotton ball. It absorbs moisture.
Doesn't it mean that if I take it out, then the pills will get wet?
No. Why would they get wet?
Unless you're going to put water on them.
I don't know.
Take them the easy way.
I don't know. That little silicone packet is pretty annoying because... I'll try to, you know, take out like an ibuprofen or whatever it's in, and it always gets in the way.
Yes, yeah. It does. Yeah,
so I take it out anyways because it just falls out in my hand. I'm like, you know what? I'm not dealing with
it. I lost my tweezers, so
dark,
I don't know where
it
is.
What if you throw it in your mouth? You think
it's
your
too
pill.
Big. How would
you can't
do
eat
that?
That?
I don't know.
What is that?
Boy, this is different.
Salty.
So if you take out the cotton, if you get enough cotton, you can use it for a craft.
You can make underwear.
You can spin it on a wheel, a spinning wheel. And you can make a yarn sweater. You can make a sweater.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead and do that. Show me how afterwards.
Okay, I got to see this.
Great Christmas present.
Yeah.
This kind of goes along with that. I like long walks, especially when they are taken by people who annoy me.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of those people I'd like to have them take long walks.
Long walks on a short pier?
Yep. Long walks on a short pier. Yeah.
Got it. There's a few people that could use a little walk.
Yeah. Off the
splash.
Pier.
Splash.
Look, I'm going to show you something. Oops.
Yeah. It's hard walking with somebody because you have to talk the entire time. You can't just walk in silence. Yeah, you do. You feel obligated.
So they're not paying attention, so they fall off?
Yeah.
And you stop, and they just keep talking. Oh.
You could pretend you're asleep, kind of like on a plane. You know, you get the talker next to you on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, I pretend I'm narcoleptic, and that's
they'll never know. They'll never know.
I was walking with my son, and he started talking, and I stopped, and he kept going and talking
really?
For about 5 minutes.
He kept on walking?
He kept on walking, didn't notice I'd stopped, and kept walking. Just, go.
That would have been a good TikTok video.
You're doing a good job.
Speaking of a video, when I was away, my sister and I were making dinner, and I had a huge potato, and I had to peel it. And I was peeling it, and then you peel part of it, because you don't want to cut yourself, and then you turn it around, and you peel the other part of it into the basket, And so I thought, man, you know what? Why don't I shove a fork in the potato, hold the fork, and then peel the potato? So we decided to do a video. We did. It's on Facebook. It's on TikTok as well. And in Instagram. I think it's on Instagram. So we started in the beginning with the potato, having a struggle, and I wanted to make it look like a real struggle, exaggerate it. So I got the potato peeler.
Like the infomercials?
I took a chunk right out of my thumb.
I was going to ask you about that Band-Aid.
So we keep going. I'm bleeding, and we keep
These potatoes are going to be delicious.
I shove the fork in the potato, and I'm peeling it with the fork, and we're trying to get the get rid of the blood, and the blood is dripping.
Wait a minute, We don't see the blood in
yes,
the video.
Yes, you do. I'm bleeding.
Then I don't want to see the video.
There's no blood on the potato, just on me. It was a real deal. So we thought, oh, this is going to go viral. Now I think it's infected.
Oh, no.
Because it's really getting bad.
Well, starts sprouting, you'll know why.
Is that an eye? I think it's an eye.
It looks like an eye. It looks like an eye.
Why is it turning green?
It starts blinking. Somebody tell me.
I didn't know humans could get gangrene. They can.
There's a new ingredient in the mashed potatoes this year, kids.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you about
TikTok,
though.
Pink mashed potatoes. Pink mashed potatoes are the new color.
I got to tell you about TikTok.
Oh.
By the 19th of December, it was going to go away because the government was going to stop it because it was Chinese-owned. Oh. And guess who bought it?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney bought TikTok?
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
I'm sure they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So it's going to stay around. Yay.
Yeah, it's going to stay around.
I like TikTok.
They're going to have new filters.
Yeah.
Disney characters.
Oh, Disney characters.
They already do.
True. Little anime characters.
Well, we're in trouble. It ain't going to be TikTok anymore. It's going to be Walt Disney, guys.
Look, you can be the... DizTok. Welcome to DizTok.
Yeah.
I bet they will. Do you think they'll rename it?
No.
I hope not.
Well, it used to be called...
I think it's fun to say TikTok.
It is. It used to be called Musical.ly.
Yep.
A long time ago.
It used to be called what?
Musical.ly.
Musical.ly?
Really?
Yeah. It was like music.ly.
So there was a TikTok before the Chinese bought it?
There was a Musical.ly, and then it turned into TikTok, and I said, what is this? And I went out, because I went on the app, because I had Musical.ly, and I said, you can make vines. And back then, vines were just clips of different, you know.
Like memes?
No, it's just videos that you can splice together.
Yeah.
To make them look really cool, like it really happened.
And really funny.
Yeah. Like you fell, like you laid on a mattress and all of a sudden you fell through it and you're on the floor. It works so that
cool.
I mean, TikTok has a lot of really cool options as, you know, since then, but
Have
you ever bought anything from TikTok?
No.
They keep selling things, but I'm afraid to look.
Really?
Yeah.
The creators can make money. And if it's something on their channel,
it's an ad.
If they're selling it, so they end up making a little bit of money on it.
But there's a TikTok store, too.
Yep.
Wow. You never saw the Vine videos?
No.
It's really cool. It'd be like somebody skiing, they do a flip in the air, and while they're in the air, all of a sudden they're riding a bicycle, and then they come down, and they're back on the ground, and they're on a snowboard.
Who is this they?
Snowboard. Well, whoever does them. It's really fascinating.
I used to do
I always say that. Who,
I used to do
who are they
vines.
Anyway? They say.
They say. Who are they?
Who are they? The majority?
Who? Or the minority?
Yeah. Or the minority.
I used to do the vines. I used to do like, you know, Fire Marshal Bill. Jim Carrey's Fire Marshal Bill. I used to do it all the time.
all the time. Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, you got to look it up and you'll know exactly.
Gonna have to. Yeah.
Look up Fire Marshal Bill.
I love Jim Carrey.
Let me show you something.
He pretends he's a fireman, and he's got like his teeth are way up here, and his lips missing, and his teeth are showing constantly. He's just like, it's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad.
That makes me think of Red Skelton kind of thing.
They don't know Red Skelton.
Yes, I do.
I know
who that
See,
is.
That makes me think of me, myself, and Irene when he gets like that cotton mouth after taking those meds, and he's over.
Exactly.
his lips are way up and both
his
top and bottom teeth.
Oh, I have definitely got to look at this.
You got to look it up.
He's it's a state trooper, too, and it's great. He just kind of loses his mind, but it's funny.
It's always funny when somebody loses their mind.
We are. All of us.
People say, but Betty, Facebook is a great way to connect with old friends. Well, at my age, if I want to connect with old friends, I need a Ouija board.
I don't know. Some of them just stay there. I don't want to be like, hey, come on and visit. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, not going to
happen. Was that the Golden Girls?
Yeah. Oh, you know the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
That was
Betty White.
It's my father's favorite show, Golden Girls. Betty White was a very, very funny
Betty White was the best.
She was very, very funny. Dick Van Dyke, he was another really, you don't
he's
know
he's still
he
around.
He is brilliant.
I still watch the old shows. I can still watch those. I watch Dick Van Dyke,
you
Donna
do?
Reed. Yeah,
no.
I watch it all the time. My Three Sons.
You watch Dick Van Dyke?
Nick at Night. Yeah. Nick at Night.
My favorite episode, Dick Van Dyke, was when he was on the radio and they were going to do the radio marathon.
Yep.
That was hilarious. And that's, by
no,
the way.
No, we are not going to do a marathon.
Come on. We'll do it with you.
Yeesh.
I want to do it, but we have to get the powers that be, the ones in charge here, to agree to have somebody here.
Oh, I just found
we
something.
We need someone here. We can talk.
No, wait a minute. I just found this Ace Ventura.
Ooh.
Yes.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, wait longer.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
That was Carney, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Have you ever heard of a comedian? His name is Sebastian.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
He is so
I've never heard of him.
Oh my
he's wonderful.
Maybe.
He is side-splitting hysterical. Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't come out and just tell the jokes. I mean, he's got the whole body image going.
Mouth, eyebrows. He's probably the funniest. And he's pretty clean.
And
so
he's
that,
from
know, that
New
makes
York.
Me happy. Oh,
so
yeah.
I understand what he's saying.
Oh, he's so funny.
Well, then forget that then. I was gonna say, I'm a stand-up comic, but I'm not clean.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I take a shower before the show.
Well, you'll still enjoy Sebastian because he's very talented.
Oh, I like clean. Yeah. I like some clean comedy.
I think physical comedy is the funniest comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. Yeah.
Like Chris Farley.
Robin Williams. Who?
Yeah, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah, Chris
he was.
Farley.
He's not too clean, but he was very funny.
Cracked me up.
Very funny.
I love John Candy, too.
John Candy.
He's my favorite.
It's such a shame. They both passed, didn't they?
Yes.
They're doing comedy in hell. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
They're hanging out with George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Oh, I love George Carlin.
He was so funny in the beginning, and then he got really trashy. And I'm a comedian as well.
But
and
he was right.
I was thinking that. I was like, he was right on the money, though.
Yeah.
Like, he said it how it was. That's it.
Exactly.
This is true. Politically. Yeah.
I love stand-up comedy.
Me too. Yeah. I love improv
all the classics.
Comedy. Improv.
Dry bar.
Yeah, like, whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
They're so funny.
I love that show.
All right, so you know, like you that. Guys, you should sleep with your door closed, everybody.
What if you don't have
the
door?
I know
well,
why. I know why.
To hang a curtain. You know why? It says,
In case there's a fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was Billy. Billy's a smart one in this little foursome
here.
He
used to be a part of the fire department.
All right. Well, so it says it protects you from smoke and toxic fumes in the event of a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Hmm. I did.
Do you keep your door closed?
I don't. I have a curtain.
You have a curtain?
Yeah.
Now you need a door to protect yourself from toxic
There's
fumes
no
from fires.
There's no wall for a door.
Well, build a wall. Have Greg build a wall.
I don't think he'd enjoy that. Okay. As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two.
What?
What were we talking about?
What were you guys saying? You guys were talking about someone else, right?
Weren't we talking about John Candy?
What? I like candy.
Why are we talking about
candy?
Why are we talking about
lettuce? Little girl, you like candy, Landy?
You know, I went trick-or-treating until I was 19 years old. I could get away with it, though.
Were you in costume?
I was.
Oh.
What was your favorite costume?
Here it comes.
It was probably my very last one, which was when I was 19.
And
it
was that your costume?
It was a big tiger.
19?
No, it was a tiger. It was a huge tiger with a big, huge papier-mâché head. And it got really hot inside, so I actually took the papier-mâché head off at one point and then used it for the candy.
Okay.
So.
How was yours?
Mine's always been Michael Myers, except for that one.
Myers?
But except for the one that I wore, which was Chewbacca, and it was all made of wool.
Oh my word.
I was dying.
Oh, I'll bet.
I think I just my whole soul just came out of that entire costume. It was so bad.
Well, we can talk about your soul.
I don't have one. Yeah.
Wait, my husband. that's Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
He did it. I did it.
I love it.
I don't
Did
have
you
that
see the
skill.
Woman
I
with the Chewbacca mask in
yes.
the car?
Yes.
Yes. She was a woman.
Yes.
Huh?
How'd you know she was a woman?
Because
she was a woman.
looked like a woman.
In a mask?
Sounded like a woman. No, she didn't put the mask on all the time.
Oh, I did not know.
She had just bought it at Target or something. And, oh.
She was sitting
in her car, and she's like, I just got this mask. It's a Chewbacca mask. And then she put it on.
Yeah.
And it just, the whole video just blew up, and she got really
viral.
Internet famous after that. She didn't even...
Was it funny?
Just happened.
It was hysterical.
It was
hysterical.
She's like, I gotta find these things.
Yeah, because as soon as you open your mouth, the Chewbacca thing would go.
I think she was doing that.
No, it was the mask.
The mask
was doing that.
Yeah. And then she kept laughing and laughing, and every time she kept laughing, it would do it because the mouth would open. So it would make her laugh even more.
I have to look that up too. It's one of those things. That is priceless.
I forgot to set the timer.
We need to take a break.
We do.
All right.
Okay.
We will be back.
Maybe.
WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
This will send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
And we're back.
Welcome back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here with Billy and Chuck. Tell us about yourselves.
I'm cool.
Okay.
Well, if I must tell you about myself.
Well, let's tell us about ourselves.
Let's tell them a little bit about ourselves. Today I forgot my pantaloons.
Ew.
Get the car around, Jeffrey.
Joffrey. Bloody your little ice in my whiskey.
Delicious.
Well, that was good.
They don't ever have to have material. All I got to do is sit down, look at the mic, and go, boom.
Billy and Chuck have a show on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Every Wednesday, it is live. It is called...
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
On WTBR.
I've listened to it a couple times.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
So we have your, what are they?
They're kind of quotes, and you got to guess who said them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, doing mm-hmm. nothing is very hard to do. You never know when you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Maybe I should do it the way he said it, though.
Garfield.
But I don't know if I can, so
okay.
I won't.
All right.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Of course, I don't really remember yesterday all that well.
Oh, was that a hint?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to do it.
Okay.
Was
Sean Connery.
There is no.
Connery. Yes.
There is no such thing as fun for the whole family. Somebody mm-hmm. said they thought they knew that one.
Clark Griswold.
I was going to say Clark Griswold.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
Is that a real person?
No.
Uh-huh.
Chevy Chase.
from Christmas Vacation.
No.
It's another Christmas movie, though, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, crap.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't see the movie. I just...
Okay.
Fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family. All right. Off we go. Do you guys have something you wanted to share with us today?
It all depends.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't have any candy keeping
warm in my pocket. So. We don't.
Speaking of candy, I had a sunflower dark chocolate peanut butter cup. The peanut butter was made of sunflower seeds.
Ooh.
It was
interesting.
Interesting.
Yummy.
Do you eat sunflower seed butter?
I eat almond butter.
Almond butter is good.
Almond butter is real good.
I've had cashew butter. That's
cashew butter is not
sounds
bad.
Like it'd be
cashew gravy is not bad.
I've never tried that.
No. So our lady here is a vegetarian, so cashew gravy might be something that you might like. It's really good.
So there's no meat.
You have to make it. No, you put it in a blender. You blend it up.
The nuts.
The cashews.
Cashews.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Cashew.
Do you know that if you sleep in a cold room, it makes you thinner?
That's a lie.
Sure
that is a lie.
That is not true.
Come on. I'm already
pregnant. This is on BuzzFeed, and it says just a single month of sleeping in a 66-degree room helped increase your fat burning ability as much as 10%. And this is from Commonwealth University.
That's a great idea, but does this mean you have to sleep without the blankets?
Well, no. The room has to be... See, 66 is not cold for me. I want my bedroom at like 62.
For me, it's cold.
It's not cold for me either.
Me either.
Mm-mm.
But I like it real cold. I would just put on an extra blanket.
Well, maybe it has to do with what you're breathing in. Well, I don't know then you're warm.
No, because the colder it is, the more you shiver.
That's
and you're
right.
Moving.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
losing weight.
That's the new exercise right there. Freeze to death.
There you go.
I lost 25 pounds in 2 weeks. I just froze.
I'm thinner than I ever was.
Do you think if I go outside for 20 hours and without a jacket?
Yeah. That would be weight loss right there.
Yeah.
Go outside without a jacket.
That's the only way to get used to winter.
Well, yeah. Then you'll be nice and thin. You can start wearing toddler clothes.
That's right. And toddler clothes are really cute. They are. Little kids' clothes are cute.
They have Ninja
I know somebody
turtles
who,
on them
she's like a size 0 and she's, 4'11", and she buys clothes in the kids department.
Care Bears.
Really, really
Oshkosh,
nice, cool
Oshkosh
stuff. I don't like the unicorn. I don't like any of that. Yeah, the glitter on the shirt.
I would look phenomenal in a glitter shirt.
Yeah, I'll get you a glitter shirt. It'll be a belly shirt.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
God, then you can see my entire pregnancy.
Oh, no. Cousin Eddie. Oh, that's Cousin Eddie right there. Oh,
who's Cousin Eddie?
Christmas Vacation. Oh, Cousin Eddie. Who's the actor?
I can't remember his name.
What's his name?
He's funny.
That guy.
He's actually
good.
A serious actor as well, but he's Cousin Eddie. Oh, you got. Have you ever seen Christmas Vacation?
No.
Oh no.
You got to watch that.
Wait a minute.
I've probably seen it 25 times.
Did you say Chevy Chase was in that?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Really? Beverly D'Angelo, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
Cousin Eddie.
It really is. Cousin Eddie
comes into one scene. He's got on a tight, white, thin sweater, long sleeve, and he's got a black turtleneck dickie on. You know the dickies underneath? And you can see it. You can see the
so
really tight pants. Just goofy. Goofy. Should I say redneck? I don't think I can really say that.
Southern.
Okay.
Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Cousin Eddie. All right. What else do you have, my dear?
Didn't he also wear one of those suits, too? The
the leisure suit.
Yeah. And
he
it was
wore
really
a leisure suit.
It was, like, skin tight. His pants were skin tight.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was skin tight.
Everything was
and
skin tight.
And it was
tight.
Funny, yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Really funny.
Funny, not scary.
No, it was scary.
It was scary.
Oh, okay. Scary in a weird way.
It's like a train wreck. You don't want to look, but you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford, and then I want to move in with them.
No, I don't. No.
I want to move in with my daughter.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
She's in Idaho.
Oh, potatoes. You can
and you can give her a potato.
Her area does a wood.
So she lives out in the woods, doesn't she? She built a house out there.
Furniture.
Potato furniture?
I mean, yes.
No.
They
She's
smell
coming
really
to visit
good,
me in January.
Summer.
Is that
Check
right?
Out my potato
I'm going to bring you some potatoes so I can peel it the right way.
Just show her the video.
We should. I thought my video would go viral. I really did. I thought, everybody's going to say, look at this nut. She's bleeding all over the potato peeler.
Put your potato on a drill.
Yes.
And then put the potato peeler and just...
Oh, there you go.
Done
right
in two
there.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Or buy mashed potatoes in a box.
Yeah, there you go.
See this bag? I mashed it up for hours.
And then I left it outside to dry.
I threw it in the microwave for about 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Put it in the oven.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
You know that, I'm not going to read that one. That one's not really funny. That's not really good.
But you do know Stephen Wright. I mean,
yes.
The guy is phenomenal.
Yes.
Stephen Wright, that
Very,
guy.
Yes.
Yes. Someone asked me if I was stranded on a desert island, what book would I bring? How to Build a Boat.
I remember that when he said that.
He's so funny.
Did you use that?
I used to see him. I actually seen him live before.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Was he really balding with all that hair?
Oh, yeah. But it's funny because when he talks like that, he doesn't actually talk like that. He'll actually talk to you.
Did you ever see him?
When you see him live,
crack himself
to you?
Up?
No. Like when you talk to, you actually go meet him, he actually will talk to you like I'm talking to you right now. He won't go. Hey, so how was your day? He doesn't do that.
Right, because that's his thing.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of stand-up comics have a thing, and then when they're off stage, that's not how they actually
are. Exactly. So it was funny.
Well,
it's all entertainment.
Definitely.
Yeah, I wanted him to talk to me like that, and I was like, this is boring.
Oh, really?
I want you to talk to me like that, like, so what are you doing later? I'm like, not going with you, that's for sure.
I don't care how much candy you have in the whole wide world. I'm not going in that van.
That was good. He's good. That's good.
That was very good. I'd like to hear more of that.
Chuck does an array of impressions. He's very good.
Yeah, What's your favorite impression to do?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher
He's always
Walken.
Doing Christopher Walken.
I do Christopher
All right,
Walken.
Go ahead.
Let me try.
Oh.
Yeah. So, one day, I was taking a train to Boston, and I remember drinking my coffee, and I think we had a bump, and I spilled it all over my pants.
Who else do you do? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know who else would I do.
Oh.
I don't know. You used to do a bunch on the podcast, but
I used to do Chantel's voice, but that's
I would know
she's
Chantel's
funny.
Voice.
Who's no, Chantel?
She's our character.
Okay.
We have a bunch
of
characters.
She's somebody that's in love with Billy, and it's so funny.
Oh,
it's
really?
She not a real person.
No, not a real
no,
person.
Unfortunately,
it's just the voice that I do. And I we did.
You make her up.
I made
yeah,
her
we
up.
Make up.
Oh,
characters.
We want to meet her.
You don't want to meet her.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do actually.
No, you don't.
Okay, not on this
it's
show, right?
Funny. No, you don't want to meet her on this. No, she doesn't say anything bad. She just talks, and every time she talks, she always says her name over and over and
like
over.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah,
oh.
She's like,
"Hi, my name's Chantel," and I was talking to Billy the other day, and my name's Chantel," and then the other day. I love you, Billy. My name's Chantel.
That's what she does. She does that. We're gonna interview her eventually.
Yeah, we are.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, they could interview Baby Mima.
I don't know what that is.
Baby Mima.
I'm 6 years old and she'll always be free. I'm 3 years old. I wait Christmas time because I wake Santa. But he's not 3 years old, but I'm 3 years old and Santa has a big belly.
He's fat.
You do know her other
split personalities?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have another. So, onward we go.
What did I say to you when I first met you?
When you first met me?
Yeah.
And I said, sucks to be you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't like her.
Oh, she didn't like me. But you know what happened? My other personality came in. Because I do have a character that I've been doing for 30 years. So, she came out and got sarcastic. And I felt really bad. But now...
You love me when you love me. I will give you big hug and kisses all the time.
help. All right. Do you know that babies don't have kneecaps?
I did know that.
Babies do not have kneecaps. You knew that?
I knew that.
Onward we go.
You have no idea.
Well, I did, but
they
I'm
have
reading
a soft
this
spot on their head.
I'm reading.
Too, so.
I'm reading. Yeah, yeah. They don't. They
you know what? Their fingers don't all connect either, or toes.
Connect to their
that
body.
That I did not
they're
know.
They're all floating for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in the air?
Is that why they can't grab on anything?
It's just weird. Whoa. It's just weird. Yeah, like, yeah. It's to protect them because they're so small and they touch
so like when
things do
that. It's because they have to bend
them.
When they get birthed. Yeah. Everything has to
Very
crumple
true.
Up.
Or like when they
tell
fall
me about
and they go
it. I went through it twice. How many times did you do it?
Six.
Well, I'm getting ready to.
Twice. So. You're getting... Do you guys have kids?
I do.
You do?
I have three daughters.
Awesome.
Aww.
Do you have any children?
I raised three kids.
You raised three kids?
Yeah. Were they yours?
I helped. No.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
No, one's in college now. And
awesome.
One's in high. Two are in high school.
You should be applauded.
He looks like he's in high school. You shave your beard off and you look like
you're
in high
school. Yeah, it's
horrible.
I can't.
There's a filter now.
I'll get carded.
About shaving off the beards.
A what?
It's a filter now.
What's a filter?
That you can put on your camera so you can shave off your beard. You look
oh,
like you
and you can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I looked at it and I said no.
No, no.
No,
not
no.
Working for you.
No, no.
I
my
did
poor
it.
Husband, he has one that comes
no.
down to here.
Terrifying. Yeah. I used to. Mine used to be here.
Really?
Oh, my God.
How does that happen when you eat? Oh, well, when he said here,
well, I mean,
he actually touched like where down his where sternum is. Really, right there.
Well,
right
I,
between
I ate,
the boys.
Well, when I had the beard, when I ate, I always had something for a snack later.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Hidden in there. Doritos are in there.
You're like, well, where'd this come from?
Ooh, it looks good.
Did well, all the birds follow you around?
They sure
and
did.
Nest and
yes, I had a bunch of chickadees in there. A couple
how,
squirrels.
We know how you, when you put your tie inside your shirt, like you know when
yes,
you're eating or something.
Yes,
it,
yes.
Like,
that's
ah,
all Chuck had to do is
just
put
tuck
his
it in.
Just tuck
I've
it right
actually
in there.
Buttoned my beard in my shirt before
on purpose.
Just, no, I was like talk, I was talking to my wife and I was doing this and I was buttoning my shirt and I went, oh, what the heck?
So how long have you guys known each other?
Forever.
Since you were kids.
I was probably 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be 44.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost 50. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been.
So we're not the only old ones here.
Depends on
she
your definition
to,
of old.
She had to figure that out. She was like, we're not the only
old
ones here. Wait a minute.
How long have you been doing radio?
I've been podcasting for about 14 years.
Okay.
And he's been doing it with me for about four.
Okay.
Yeah. I could be your mother.
Okay. Yeah, we could.
I did co-host a radio show some years ago from when this was back in Taconic.
Uh-huh.
There was Mistress of Mayhem. And she had me on for a little while with her.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah. It was an awesome show.
I know her mother, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. I don't.
Hazel.
Hazel!
Yeah.
The blessing! You have to watch it. Oh, the blessing! Grace, she died 40 years ago! You gotta watch it. It's Christmas Vacation. You gotta watch Christmas Vacation.
You're back to that.
She's okay. Grace is, or Hazel. Is it Hazel? No, it's, what's her name?
The old lady?
The old lady at the table who does Grace.
Her name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
She's the best. Okay, you can say Grace.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I was like, what?
They tell her to say Grace. Grace, he died 40 years ago.
You got to watch it. Even if
you don't like
Bethany.
Him, it's funny.
Aunt Bethany,
yeah.
She's got a little bit of dementia.
Is she the one that wrapped her cat in the box?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. She brought a gift to the house, and it was her cat. And she wrapped it.
Accidentally.
She made Jell-O and put the little cat fish, the little cat food that looks like a fish, and she decorated the Jell-O mold with it. She's just nuts. She's lost it. She's lost it.
Wait a minute. No animals were hurt.
No, 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 no.
Well, actually.
Well, that's true. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
Oh, I can't watch it now.
No, it's funny.
You don't see it.
It's funny.
Well, it ends up fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It ends up fine. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
It just eats the wire and, you know, little electrocution for a few minutes.
No. But
then at the
end, they find it all flat.
But then you see the cat later on walking around with like
yeah, the cat's fine.
The
yeah,
tail,
yeah.
The only the tail fine. Is
yeah,
like
yeah,
singed.
Okay.
Like how'd that happen?
Okay.
And dinner time. I mean, oh, that dinner time. That turkey.
Oh my god!
It looked fantastic.
Oh yeah, you gotta watch.
You've
gotta
you see opened that. It. Yeah.
Till they cut into it.
Yeah. Overcooked turkey. Just smoke came out.
It was just like
it was. Oh, like, okay.
And they eat the skin.
But you're giving me all the good parts. You got
no, there's
yes.
more.
There's plenty so of good more. Parts. I think that's a classic. It's a good time to watch it. It's right around now anyways. Yeah.
People waste their time pondering whether a glass is half empty or half full. Me, I just drink whatever's in the glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's empty now.
Yeah. There's no half full anymore, is there?
I guess I'm a glass half empty kind of guy because I just drank it.
This is delicious.
So do you guys, did anybody here drink eggnog?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you ever try the almond milk eggnog?
No. I haven't.
Not no. as fatty as the regular eggnog.
But I like
you know,
the rice milk.
Regular eggnog.
I like, yeah, the, I like the lactate fat. One. The lactate one's not so thick.
Yeah, the actual, the, yes. It's not so
it's thick. Not so thick.
Yes. I can't
you
drink
don't
milk
have
anyway,
any flatulence.
So.
Right.
There's
right.
no flatulence.
Like, oh, now I feel like Santa.
I think I'm shutting down.
Overload.
My immune system.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
There you go. You're down.
Okay.
All right.
Old age is like everything else. To make a success of it, you've got to start young.
Yes, this is true. Do you know, it's really scary to think when you're born, you're dying.
True.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I know.
Just stop it.
It's yay, I'm alive.
Dang, I'm dying.
That's dark.
Hey, I'm counting the days now.
I know. Now, you know, we're at that age where we don't care if we eat healthy. We don't care if we take vitamins. It's like, okay, I'm on the downward slope.
Glass? I've never had glass. Let's try this.
Yeah,
let's
roll. Just, roll.
These are delicious.
So here's some good news.
Okay.
Craving ice. Oh, I thought I said ice cream. Never mind.
So it's not really good news?
Well, no, it says craving ice is a symptom of iron deficiency, and I thought it was craving ice cream, and I thought that was very good news because ice cream has iron in it, but it's not. It says ice. So like I said, never mind.
You know,
did you ever you chew ice?
No.
You know why ice has iron in it? Because of the tap water.
You couldn't go on.
It's not natural.
Yeah, it's not the iron you need.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Okay.
Right on already.
That was the dog.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yeah, it was Garfield.
Did you perfect. Hear that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo.
I don't like Scooby-Doo.
I don't like Scooby-Doo either. I don't like Garfield either.
Come on, Garfield's the best.
I'm not good at parties either.
Do you pop out at parties? Are you unpopular?
Oh, man.
Are you unpopular?
Vitamita Vegemin.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Vegemin girl.
Oh. Lucille
hey,
Ball.
He sounded I know.
Oh,
are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your questions is in this little bottle. Vitamita Vegemin. Yes, Vitamita Vegemin.
I want to hear the drunk part.
No, say it after she's had too much.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vigi-Vigi-Vac girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you pop out at parties? Are you unpopular? Well, are you? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamina Vegemin. Yep, that's it.
And ta-da! It's...
And it's so tasty, too. All I have to do is take one tablespoonful after every meal.
Take one tablespoon tastes after like every candy. Tablespoon.
Funny, the funny thing is I actually just watched that episode yesterday.
No, you didn't. It's the best one ever, isn't it?
I love
that
it.
That is funny. That
I like
funny.
I like the one where she has a chocolate chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her and I love that one.
At the California State Fair, they had a whole area that was all Lucille Ball costumes, everything, and they had the belt, the candy. You could actually go and do it.
Oh, nice!
And you had they were plastic candies,
uh-huh.
And I stole one. But that's
no one knows, right?
Now they do. Now.
And it was did it with my sister Francine. It was so much fun, and it's hard. It was hard.
I could imagine because the conveyor belt moved faster and faster and faster.
Yes,
you were actually
we didn't
using
get the make candy. We just had to put the grab a chocolate, wrap it in the paper, put it in the tray, and it's coming down the belt. And you grab a chocolate, wrap it in paper, and then it's coming faster. And then there's three at a time and four at a time, and you have to wrap them all and put them in the tray.
Yeah, just like in the show. That's
just
what they
like
did.
In the show.
It's so funny.
And the lady with her, what was her name?
Ethel.
Ethel. She was just as funny.
Just as funny. I know. Just she's younger than Lucille Ball, you know.
Yeah. Is she still around?
Not anymore.
No. They're all gone.
Lucille Ball is my
all the good ones are gone. All the good ones are gone.
We watched her when I was a kid. Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett.
Speaking about being gone.
Carol Burnett show. Holy moly.
Oh, I love Carol Burnett.
Anyone remember Hee Haw?
I tried to forget.
I hated it. My dad watched it every day. I was like,
Hee Haw?
Yeah, he loved Hee Haw.
He can even get Hello.
We're gonna get to the end of the show.
We're at the end
here.
Of our show. Yeah, before we go, we want to thank Billy and Chuck.
No, wait a minute. I'm gonna have to do my question.
After Bev does her question.
There you go. Okay. How about that? Doing nothing is very hard to do. You never know when you're finished. Who said that?
Forrest Gump.
No.
Garfield?
No.
William Shakespeare.
John Candy.
Leslie Nielsen on Airplane.
Oh,
I loved Airplane.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Of course, I don't really remember yesterday all that well.
Yesterday, Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon.
Where are you getting?
They sang the song yesterday.
No, it has nothing to do
with
that. Okay,
Ringo Starr.
No.
Okay. George Harrison?
It's Dory and Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah.
Dory said what did she say?
I was toying with a cartoon, either cartoon or Alice in Wonderland with that one because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure, but it happened to be Dory.
Look at that. He got it.
He did. And it's kind of an Alice in Wonderland kind of saying as well.
Yeah.
In a way.
And the last one. There is no such thing as fun for the whole family.
Clark Griswold. That's
now we
sure.
know that.
It's fun for the whole family.
Who would you imagine wouldn't want kids or didn't like kids or dirty messes? And
me? No.
All it's of a us? He.
The lady in Steel Magnolias?
It's a he.
It's a he?
Yeah.
Mm.
No fun?
No such thing as fun for the whole family.
Jimmy Stewart? No, he wouldn't say that in It's a Wonderful Life.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld said that?
I was say Steve McQueen.
Yes, he did. I heard him say it myself. I did. Yes, it was Jerry Seinfeld, and he's the one that did it, and I can't say anything else about it. You know, that's the way it was.
Those were good.
Those were
challenging.
Good. Okay.
That was good.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thank you for having us
on
your show.
Listen to their show Wednesday, 4 p.m. It's live, and it's called
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Hey, we'll see you next time.
Listen in and let us know.
StuffingForUs@gmail.com. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was just...
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.